Smash your FM radio. Indy 100 rocks.
What's everybody? It's Tyrone Tan here on StarRoseEntertainment.tv, Indy100.com Radio, and UBN. And I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you to all the listeners from around the world. They've been tuning into my show, and it's because of you guys I get to do what I do. And I'm always grateful and appreciative on all your guys' listenership. We're having a great jam-packed show for you guys today. If you're into actors or actresses, we have the awesome actor-producer, J.J. Soria, coming into the studio from shows such as Hentified, The Oath, Flight Attendants, and a bunch of other stuff. But before that, we also have our guest co-host, a special guest co-host that's in town, actress Veronica Montez, who's going to be coming in really quickly to introduce our guest of the hour. But before that, we want to do a couple little plugs. Again, if you want to see a lot more celebrity interviews or back archive shows, go to our main production website, which is at www.starroseentertainment.tv. That's www.starroseentertainment.tv. Also, if you'd like to see our in-studio guest photos, such as our guest of the hour, actor and producer J.J. Soria, or our guest co-host, Veronica Montez, go to our Facebook page over on Star Roast Entertainment over on Facebook. And then last but not least, if you want to, if you like the music we're going to be playing, email me at tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. Or if you just like to send nice little notes or stuff, we like to read some nice, cool, positive stuff on the air as well. And then last but not least, if you want to hit me up on socials, that's at Tyrone Tan, on formerly known as Twitter, X, T-Y-R-O-N-E-T-A-N as in Nancy, N as in Nancy. And then thanks to the hacker there, Tyrone Tan Official over on Instagram. And then there's this new thing called Threads. It's over there. And then last but not least, if you really, really, really want to hit me up on Facebook, that's Tyrone Tan over on Facebook. So again, without further ado, we're going to be bringing in my guest co-host of the hour. Again, we have a really cool guest, so I thought we can bring in someone special to bring in the guest as well. She is an actress. She is from... I'm going to try to see if I don't botch this, okay? But she is from a show called El Maleficio, the highest rated miniseries in Mexico, as well as the iconic The Countess of El Señor de los Cielos, and also a new movie called Desert Movie that she's got. So again, here she is, the lovely and the talented Veronica Montez. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. You said it really
did
nice.
Did I say
it? Yes, perfectly.
I took a little Spanish.
Just the one in English. Desert Dawn.
Desert.
But the Spanish one, you did it perfectly.
Wait, did I say, wait, Desert what?
Desert Dawn.
Desert Dawn. Oh, what? Okay.
It's okay.
Desert Dawn.
But you did it really good in
Spanish. Yeah, I think I was more nervous about the saying it in Spanish.
Yeah, of course.
I got the American English one wrong.
You did it really good. I'm really happy to be here with you.
So
thank
hopefully
you.
My Spanish teacher in junior high and high school at least will be proud. But no, well, first off, I welcome to StarRoseEntertainment.tv at Indy100.com Radio again as the guest co-host. Awesome. Well, welcome to also to U.S. You've been here before, but this is like you're visiting, I hear.
Yes, yes. I've been here. I used to live in Miami. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah. But right now I'm like promoting the movie Desert Dawn.
Okay. Well, tell the audience just a little bit of quick about background about yourself before being in our guest
of
the hour.
Oh, yeah. I was born in Peru, in Lima, and then I moved to Miami for with my parents, and I started, you know, the TV and everything in Mexico.
Wow.
Well, in Miami first, but the big things are in Mexico, and I live in Mexico since, like, 13 years old.
Wow.
Like 13 years ago.
And then, you got into, who's your inspirations into acting?
Oh, I have a lot, but my teacher Adriana Barraza, she was nominated in the Oscars.
Oh wow!
Charlize Theron.
Okay,
I love her. I love that actress. Yeah.
And what's it like being part of the highest rated miniseries in Mexico, El Maleficio? What does that stand for?
It's scary. It's a scary devil.
Okay.
TV show.
Okay. Yeah, what's it like being part of that?
I'm the villain. I'm always a villain.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really? You seem like a nice sweet.
I know. I don't know why they put me as a villain always.
Awesome. And then the iconic.
But it's more fun.
Awesome. Yeah. And then what's it like being part of the iconic? The Countess of El Señor de los Cielos.
The Countess in English, but La Condesa, the one that speaks Spanish, is going to know. La Condesa del Señor de los Cielos. It's a big TV show that they have 9 seasons.
Wow.
I was in the 3rd season. It was really big. It was huge. Yeah, it was really huge in Latin America.
Awesome. And then you got a movie called Desert Dawn, which is out here now.
Exactly. It's coming out on October.
October. Okay, yeah. Awesome. What's that about a little bit in your character?
It's action. And my character is a waitress that's helped Kellan Lutz.
Oh, Kellan Lutz. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. From Twilight. Yeah. That helps him to resolve a case. And my character is like really flirty and helps him and all that. It's fun.
What was it like working with Kellan? He's a good guy. I've interviewed him before.
He's great. Yeah. He was really nice. It was my first movie in English, so it was like really helpful, really nice person. I like him. He's
awesome.
Really cool. And his work is, I'm a fan. What
awesome.
Can I tell you?
Were you a fan of Twilight?
Yeah, of course.
Awesome. Was he as dreamy in person for you? Dreamy and hunky? A hunk? Because he's like a heartthrob kind of guy. Was he?
He's really cool.
Yeah, yeah.
He's really cool. He's awesome. A nice guy.
And so that's Desert Dawn, which comes
Desert
out
Dawn.
In October.
Yes.
Okay, hopefully maybe as it gets closer, maybe have you come
of
back.
Of course.
Okay, so cool. And do you have any social medias, anything like that?
Yeah, at Veronica Montes. You can find me in any social media. I'm there.
Okay. So I don't know, Veronica, before we bring in a guest host, did you buy any chance to get the memo? The memo is the guest co-host of the hour. We talk about some movie reviews. Okay. Have you seen any movies out in the theater lately by any chance? Or if not, I mean, I could talk about what I saw.
Let me see what you saw.
Well, I just recently saw The Fall Guy.
I haven't seen that.
You haven't seen that. Okay. So I'm going to do a quick movie review before we begin our guest of the hour, JJ Soria.
Maybe The Fall Guy, it just came out of the movies?
Yeah, it's in the theaters right now.
But it's not in Mexico yet.
Oh, so you just came out. When did you just come out here? This week?
Huh?
Did you just come out?
Yeah, on Sunday night.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Well, so I'm going to do a quick review. Again, it's The Fall Guy, rated PG-13. Thanks to IMDb. Here's a little quick synopsis. A down-and-out stuntman must find the missing star of his ex-girlfriend's blockbuster film. Directed by David Leitch, starring the awesome Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt, along with Aaron Taylor-Johnson. There's, a plethora of awesome other talent in here. But I got to check this out. You have not got to see this yet, right?
I know where you're talking about.
Yeah.
I know that. The movie with the stunt.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it just came out when I came here.
Okay.
So I'm going to watch it.
Okay. Well,
I'm going to watch it this week. Of course, I got to
check it out. Oh, Teresa Palmer's in it as well. And there's a lot of great actors in this. But again, I personally saw it. I loved it. It was a great action-packed film. I used to, you know, the show is a big show that I used to kind of watch in when it was out. There was a TV show that it's kind of based off loosely in a way, but it is there was a TV show called The Fall Guy starring Lee Majors.
Okay.
And then Heather Thomas. And I've had a blessed opportunity to interview Lee Majors a couple times throughout the years. And it's always cool because he also played out here in U.S. It was a big TV show called The $6 Million Man. Like the Bionic Man.
Uh-huh.
And that was he had that as a series. And then there was The Fall Guy, which he started. And then now, obviously, all these years later, they have a movie kind of based off the TV show. So, which again, Ryan Gosling is the main character along with Emily Blunt, who plays like this director. But I saw it very action packed. It's fun. It's one of those things. It's just like doesn't take itself too seriously, but at the same time, serious in the stunts. They do take seriously.
But I
just thought it was action packed. It was a fun film. I love Gosling. I love Emily Blunt. It was great. I thought great chemistry and great fun. And I think if you love action and you love these two talents, I think I would highly recommend checking it out. If you can check it out on the big screen, it's always better. The sound, everything. There's so much action. It's just great. So again, I highly recommend checking out The Fall Guy out there in theaters again, directed by David Leitch and starring Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt.
And also the popcorn, you see?
Oh, yeah.
Popcorn
in
a movie.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't miss that.
Yeah. So, okay. Now, I don't know if you got the other memo. The other memo is the guest co-host of the hour, arranges a way to bring in the guests of the hour. So sometimes what I mean by that, sometimes the guests, we bring them in on maybe limos, Millennium Falcons, or hang gliders or anything like that. By any chance, did you arrange a way, or I could go to my backup plan, to bring in this guest of the hour? I could always, like I said, you know, like we said, we like to bring them in somewhat very special to make them feel special. Did you arrange a way, or I'll go to my backup plan?
You did,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. I had a backup just in case, because I know you got flustered with a lot of things going on. You just got out of here town.
You forgot? I forgot.
Yeah, maybe,
no,
but
no,
if you arrange
him, we're not forgetting about him.
But what I did, because you know he's kind of like this cool. When I've met this guy years ago. And he's just a cool, suave guy. So I thought I should bring him in. He's probably like a manly man kind of guy. He works out a lot. So I thought I'd bring him in like a very cool, traditional, on a chariot. You know, kind of like Ben Hur style, kind of like gladiator style, make him feel really cool. So we got the horses out in the back, and then we're going to whistle in. So all you got to do on the count of three is just whistle in on the horses. We're going to bring in J.J. Soria, actor-producer, into the studio on a chariot. I think so. I think that sounds cool.
We do it together.
Yeah. So on the count of three, you'll whistle in, and we'll open up that studio door, and then we'll whistle in the horses that are going to bring in the chariot. Okay. Here we go. On the count of three. Again, I don't know if you know about him, but J.J. Soria was one of the stars of the Netflix series Hentified, as well as The Oath. He's been stuff.
I know one. Purge.
Yeah, The Purge.
I'm a fan
yeah,
of Purge.
Awesome. But yeah, so we're going to talk a little bit more about J.J. Soria. Here he is. Okay. On the count of three. One, two, and three. Uh-oh. Here he comes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Whoa. Hey.
Come on, JJ.
Here he is coming. Oh, look, he's waving to all the fans out there. Oh, they're stopping for autographs. There he is. Yeah, stopping some selfies. Look at all the paparazzi out there. They're throwing roses at him. Here he comes on this chariot. Oh, look at all those muscles that he's showing. And he's coming down. Oh, he's walking down. Here he comes into the studio. He is an actor. He is a producer. Also from shows that he starred in, such as Hentified on Netflix, The Oath, Flight Attendant, The Purge. But one of my all-time favorites, Cab X-Ray, in my opinion. Here he is, J.J. Soria.
Hello. Wow, man.
Welcome.
Great horses.
Welcome, great J.J. chariot. Soria, to StarRoseEntertainment.tv, Indie100.com Radio, and UBN.
Hello, welcome. Veronica. Tyrone.
Hi.
Hello. What's up,
man? Ready to call Tyrone.
All right. Well, cool. Again, J.J., welcome to StarRoseEntertainment.tv, Indie100.com Radio, and UBN. Finally.
I know, right?
We've been kind of talking about this for a while.
You've invited me for a while. Yeah. And I was like, you know, we got to set this up and sit down, man.
Yeah, and I knew. And every time I run into you, I'm like man, I get you for. And then don't get me wrong, there's a bunch of other friends too that I'm like, and then it's just one of those things. It's just like time goes by, and then he feels like next thing you know, it's like, wow, like how many years later? And I'm like, going, dude, I probably met you. I don't know.
I've known you for years.
Yeah.
On the carpets. And I want to say, who haven't you interviewed?
Oh.
Like, and you've met and interviewed everybody in the industry. It's probably like, I'm probably like one of the last five people you haven't. You're like, JJ, you might as well come on, bro. I've already interviewed everybody else probably twice.
I'm like, no. You know, you've always been a dear friend and a dear person, but I think we hit it off. I forget, it was a magazine launch you were on, mm-hmm. you were on the cover on, and it was when you're doing the series The Oath, mm-hmm. and we just hit it off. I think we'd hit it off. We talked for a long time, and every time we see each other, we kind of talk for a good time.
Yeah, man.
It's not one of those like boom, 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 and then that's it. I mean, you were always real with me, and you're always a humble guy, and that's why I always think of you. And then obviously we follow each other on socials and that kind mm-hmm. of stuff.
And I appreciate you as a human being because you're genuine.
Oh, I appreciate
which,
that.
Which, you know, you don't always seem to get that in the industry, unfortunately. And you've been at this for a minute, bro. You've been in the game.
Yeah, for over. I was talking to someone earlier today. They asked me like, how long? And I was like, about 35 years.
Yeah, it's childhood, years. Right?
Wow. Pretty much, yeah. So I love this industry. I love people. I love the people most of all. You know, so I've learned through the years it is really about relationships and actually investing into the relationships, not just, you know, meeting the people and how many cards you get, whatever that kind of stuff. It's really, in my opinion, is just planting seeds of investment as a friend, and then also hopefully, you know, investing your loyalty, and then you'll see those seeds grow. And then now 30 years later, I could see the people that you planted these friendships with 30 plus years. Some people are in this highest levels of whether they're actors or producers or whatever, or studio executives now, but back in that day, they're like going, I remember when we were just blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, but that's how I've seen this grow. So that's why I always tell anyone that I meet that's kind of starting up, I go, just be nice to everybody.
For sure.
Be genuine. But also people could sense, I could sense really quick if someone is just
full of shit. Full of it or real.
Or just needing something. I mean, it's okay if you want to ask for advice or anything like that. Mm-hmm. It's when people, in my opinion, if you want to be up front, say, hey, I need your help, versus I'm just being nice to you. You don't know I need your help, but that's what I'm trying. My agenda is to get your help. People, like, if you're just honest and open, you'll be surprised at how many people in this industry are really willing to help you, as long as you're honest and sincere. But it's when people are fake it and just they need something, and that's why they're being nice to you. But, yeah, you know, it's okay to be, you know, like, and that. So for me, I've always been like, listen, if you need help, whatever, or you need whatever, I'm more than willing to help, but just at least be honest with me. Just that's what you want, yeah, versus like, I'm just going to hang out with you, da, 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 and then, like, I want to get to this person. And
how, you know, long have you had this show?
I've been doing this show for about almost 15 years.
Wow.
This particular show. The regular, yeah, appreciate it. So it's been a very big blessing, but also a great outlet to be able to meet a lot of great people, and but also an avenue to help promote, you know, a lot of people as well.
What inspired you to start doing radio? And
It was literally, I was asked to do red carpets years ago, just out of default. Someone said, hey, do you do that? I'm like, not really, but I did it. And then what happens was, I did something a little different at that time, was just, you know, talking about, you know, inspiring. And I think a lot of people didn't really do that. They're always about more very, nothing wrong with it, but very superficial. Like, what are you wearing? That
kind
of stuff.
Yeah,
and I was
yeah.
like, more like, hey, what inspired you? Cause I had a lot of friends that were, you know, celeb friends that they always told me what they like to be asked, what they don't like to be asked. So, and then I think that kind of caught on. And then at one point it kind of caught on with publicists and talent, and I started getting invited to like certain celebrities' houses to interview them, and I'm not even media. Like, I was just, and then I was offered to do a radio show, and I was like, hey, would you like to, you know, do that as a show, like, as in a, so that's kind of how it.
Right.
But
on.
This is about you, man.
Bro, no, I like to converse.
You're asking the question.
I like to converse, but I also want to say you have a wonderful voice.
Oh, thank you,
Veronica.
Thank you.
You should be doing voiceovers as well if you don't already.
I do. Yeah, yeah. I do. Baby Boss too.
Oh, right on. Nice. Baby Boss.
Tina Templeton.
Well,
in Spanish though.
Tina Templeton.
Yeah, that's the.
That's a show.
New Baby Boss, the show Baby Boss, that movie Baby Boss 2.
Uh huh.
The main, the new baby boss is a girl. So that's
and
my
Tina
voice
Templeton?
And Trolls too.
The character's name is Tina Templeton?
It's the main one, yeah.
Oh, I gotta check that out.
It's really funny.
So, JJ, really, I don't know if your people talk to my people, but we always like to start off with a hard-hitting question.
Wait. Before you start hitting questions, I want to talk a little bit more about The Fall Guy.
Okay.
I got to give my little pitch just because I give it a 10 out of 10.
Oh, wow.
I just saw it this past weekend. And it was phenomenal. It's a love story. I'm not even in this movie, but I'm still gonna pitch it. It's a love story within an action comedy of sorts, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And at the same time, paying homage to stunt department.
Yes,
the whole department, right?
Yeah.
And I mean, out of everyone on set, those guys don't get enough credit, you know, for what they do, and they need to be recognized. And I thought it was just a beautiful homage to them. And I worked with Lee Majors.
Oh, really?
I did a movie with him called Do You Believe?
Yeah, it was a famous. I think I covered that premiere.
Did you?
I'd done a couple, I believe, but there was one, if I remember, it was at the Arc Light.
I forgot, but
that's awesome. That's so awesome. And what was your experience like with him?
It was cool. I saved his life. Yeah, in the film, yeah, obviously. Yeah. But really cool guy to work with. It was, I think we worked maybe one or two days together. If I it was a while back. Yeah. But yeah, just
that's
a cool
awesome.
Guy. That's what I could say.
So you highly recommend checking out The Fall Guy.
Yes,
okay,
man.
So check it out.
I'd watch it twice.
Yeah, so you got to see it. Then,
I
right?
got to see it this week.
Yes.
Yeah, right. Of course.
All right. So JJ, we want to start off with a hard hitting question for people that maybe don't know or fans of you already or maybe just new fans. We want to start off with this hard hitting question, and the hard hitting question is: where are you born and raised?
L.A. I'm a homegrown native of Los Angeles, Angelino. born in Boyle Heights. First 9 years of my life, I was raised in El Sereno, aka El Sereno. And then the majority of my life, I was raised in the San Fernando Valley, okay. North Hills area, Granada Hills area.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah.
Went to Kennedy High School out there in the valley. But LA through and through, man.
Now, did you know growing up you always wanted to be an actor or in showbiz?
No.
Really?
No, I identify as an athlete.
Really?
Yes.
Well, I know you work out a lot on your socials. Yes, I always see you working out. But for those that don't know, check him out. He always works out. And it always just, like, gives exercise advice and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, man. But I really like using the platform for that. But, I thought my dream was to play for the Dodgers.
Really?
Yeah. And funny enough, my grandfather, when he came from Chihuahua, his first property was right there in Chavez Ravine before Dodger Stadium was there.
Wow.
Right? and there's all this story with displacement and all that happened there. But, I really feel like I have a lot of, more than being Mexican, more than being American, I'm LA.
Wow. Okay.
I'm as LA gets.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I have an angel and a demon. They look like two angels on the back of my back.
Gotcha.
And it's like that's a city of angels. You
Got
know what
it,
I mean?
Yeah.
The good and bad.
Yeah.
But yeah. So that's a little bit about. Oh, so you want to know.
What led me into this? What inspired you to be in
to time? Get into this? So long story short, when I realized that I wasn't good enough to play sports, in a you know, that's going to make me money.
Yeah.
I was in community college. I went over at COC in Santa Clarita and had a meeting with my my college counselor at the time. And she says, you need some extra units. Your options are painting, drawing, and theater. And I've never been one for the arts. I mean, I did, growing up as a kid, you do like little skits for school and stuff, right? And I was really involved in it, but I never thought that this is what my dream, right? And painting sounds boring.
Yeah.
Drawing, I can't do to save my life. Mm. So I go, maybe the acting class will at least be fun.
Yeah.
Right. So I went to the first class and Susan Hinshaw was the instructor, and the class was Introduction to Theater, and I sat up front and I listened to what acting was all about, which was she was saying was about creating characters and telling stories, and that hit a chord with me because I was like, I can make a living telling stories. My grandma used to always tell me stories to go to bed, but I would never want to go to bed because I'd want to hear more stories.
Yeah.
So I had a passion for it, right? And then I go, if I just put forth the same work ethic that I put in athletics into this, I'll figure the rest out.
Yeah.
And I literally walked out of that class going, I'm an actor. I hadn't done anything, didn't do anything, hadn't done a scene or anything. I just, the idea of making a living telling stories was it for me.
Yeah.
And I walked out and started my journey.
Wow. I mean, for someone that just kind of did that, I mean, this is on IMDb, and I know it's always accurate, but you got like over 65 credits.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a lot in a minimal time, so to speak. I mean,
So
was there a specific actor or actress that also inspired you possibly? Was there anyone that you look up to that were like, oh, I would like a career like this person or anyone?
Not necessarily. Well, though I will say John Leguizamo was, Latino that he, he's had a lot of success over the years, and was one that I guess I could relate to on some level.
Yeah.
And I remember back in the days that I go play pickup basketball games with a buddy of mine in junior high.
Uh-huh.
And I remember one time back in the day, he told me, we're walking to the basketball courts. He goes, who you remind me of? You know who you look like? And I go, who? He goes, the pest.
The pest.
And I was like, the pest? And he goes, yeah, John Lewis. Yeah. Couldn't say his last name. And I go, I don't look like that. I go, Super Mario.
He's like,
no, you look like him. And I was like, oh. So anyways, fast forward, I get into acting, and then I went to his one man show, Sexaholics,
mm-hmm.
and thought it was a great show, and he was super talented. Matter of fact, your buddy, I saw him there, DiCaprio.
Oh, okay.
And I walked up to him. I was nervous, but it wasn't even about him, meeting him. Yeah. It was about me saying something that was so determined, right?
Yeah.
I just got into acting, and I was like, I don't even know if the words came out correctly, but I was like, I'm Joseph Julian Soria, and I'm gonna work with you one day. I don't even know if I said my name right.
Yeah.
I may have said somebody else's name.
You were like,
I'm John Leguizamo.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. So then if there was anybody I looked up to some degree, I would say it was him, or like felt like I could relate to.
Did you finally get to ever meet John Leguizamo?
I've met him. I've met him since. And I can't remember if I've told him that story yet. If I haven't, I'm sure I will at some point.
That's awesome. Well, awesome. Well, oh, now, my guest co-host, do you by any chance, before we go into nitty-gritty, have any questions for JJ Soria before in his earlier career before we get into any deeper stuff?
So how was your first movie? Because mine was like great, but I was like shaking. Like,
you're nervous?
Yeah, I was so nervous. Yeah, because it's another language for me.
Yeah. That's a big hurdle to get over, right?
Yeah. So, but Kellen Lutz helped me a lot. Yeah. But how was your first movie?
Well, look, at first of all, I was getting over that same hurdle of just speaking English. And it's really my only language. But, you know, my first like significant film was a movie called Hamlet 2, which went to Sundance, the film festival. And with Steve Coogan, Catherine Keener, David Arquette, Amy Poehler, a bunch of talented people. Yeah. Skylar Astin, who I'm sure you're familiar with. And that movie, what was interesting about that was I didn't initially audition for the role that I got. I auditioned for like a supporting role. And then the director, Andy Fleming, he goes, would you mind reading these other sides? And it was for one of the leads. And I looked at it and I went outside. I did it, you know, went over it for like 15 minutes. And I went back in and apparently did good enough to get it right. And as far as how the experience was, I was a little nervous at the time. I was taking Ritalin. Are you familiar with that? And Ritalin would give me the jitters. I had taken it for years. I don't know if you're familiar with it, but it would get me a little. It'd make me seem more nervous, or like it'd make my heart rate go up and everything. And so I had a tendency to kind of mumble my words a little bit. So right. So the director pulled me aside one take.
You needed water.
I think I just needed to calm down a little bit. Again, it could have been the moment, but I think it was also because of the Ritalin. And he goes, listen, Michael Douglas has this thing and so on. So like he was telling me other people that have what are they called? Tics.
Okay, yeah.
About different tics. And he was saying that mine was swallowing my words and mumbling. Mm-hmm. And so I worked on it. And, you know, I think I was actually even one of my co-workers, Michael Esparza, he told me, I think he was the one that told me, to put a cork in my mouth and talk with the cork in my mouth, and it makes you enunciate better when you start doing
like a pencil, right?
Yeah. And that really helped.
Wow. Well, what I remember when I first seen you on the scene, because I know you've done a lot before this, but I actually noticed you one of my favorite films. I know a lot of people don't give it a lot of credit, but I first noticed you in Camp X-Ray. Mm-hmm. Big Kristen Stewart fan. I've met her like way before she got Twilight, all that kind of good stuff, and got to interview her mom and her brother her brother. I was covering an event for her mother who does a charity thing. But it was that same time frame when Camp X-Ray kind of came out.
Uh-huh.
And so I was doing a review on it, and I see you because there's not. It was like maybe a cast of 10 people in that movie.
Yeah, yeah. It
was a
small cast,
but you were very prominent in that movie. And I'm like, who is this guy? I mean, he had a good look with opposite, and you're in every scene that she was in was you were with
like
her.
I was like her befriended her. I was like her best friend, if you will.
So that's where I'm pretty familiar with a lot of the talent in the industry. I've been doing it for a lot, so I've been going.
And I interviewed everybody.
Well, it's not even that, but just growing up, and I hadn't seen this guy before.
Copy.
And so it was very, it stuck out. I go, I've never seen this particular actor. I go, what's he been in?
Like John Leguizamo?
Yeah, no, but it was definitely because it was kind of one of those things. Like, oh, that's a cool role, and I thought. I didn't know that you did a lot more before that, but I was like, oh, that's cool. For if he's new, that's an awesome role for him to be opposite Kristen Stewart.
Mm-hmm.
And then ironically, I think we had literally met within maybe I think right at, like not right that long, that. Because I think I brought that up to you. I said, hey, I just saw you.
Yes.
I just saw you. And then, so what was that like working
with Kristen?
Yeah, Kristen Stewart.
First of all, I was going to ask you, I believe she grew up in the industry, right? Like her family is in the industry, her producers.
Her dad, as I believe, is a stage manager.
Okay.
Like for like TV shows and stuff like that. And then her mom was a script supervisor.
Okay. Oh.
And then her brother does like a lot of product crew.
Got it. Stuff. Okay, yeah.
So,
well, as far as working with her, she was very professional. And like, I mean, I was texting her my thoughts on the relationship between the characters, and she would give me like full thought out replies. It wasn't like, you know, just give me something to, she was very present and very committed to the work. I really appreciated that because one, you know, working opposite of her, especially at that time, coming off of Twilight and all that, this and the other, it just made me just feel more comfortable, I guess you could say.
Even if it wasn't
even something at the forefront of my mind.
Yeah.
But in hindsight, when you ask me this question, I'm thinking about like, oh yeah, I think it made me feel like, you know, eye to eye type deal.
Yeah.
And that we're in this together, and she very much was. So a pleasure to work with, no complaints there, and quite simply a good experience.
Yeah, and I just for me, I love dialogue driven films, and that was a very dialogue driven film. That's why for me, out of a lot of her work, that always stands out for me, because it was, I think also my sister was a Marine, and so my younger sister, so I think it just kind of came out the time when my sister was kind of in the Marines and all that kind of stuff, so that resonated with me. But I want to say good job on that, and
thank you.
That is one of my favorite things. But then let's jump forward. You get into you have a series called The Oath.
Oh yeah.
Speaking of stunts, so did you have stunt guys go for did you have stunt guys, or did you do your own stunts in that? Because there was a lot of action in that show.
There was a lot of action. I wish there was even more, but we had some stunt guys. I don't think there was anything that was too crazy in regards to our stunts.
But you did a lot of shooting and all that.
Yeah, it's running and gunning.
Because I got to know you, and then there was the time when The Oath was like either wrapping up or it was, but it was, I saw the billboards all the time, and then you were like on there, and but then I would just see clips of it, and you were this like badass guy. You know, Mike, and I'm going, well, this is a nice guy though. And you were like, you were just this crooked, like it was, like a crooked cop kind of character?
Yeah, dirty cop, right? So the storyline of the show, The Oath, was basically, it was about cop gangs. And my character was an interesting character to play because he was a loving father and husband at home. And, you know, he's very much into his family. At the same time, he's out there, you know, kind of getting, he's in the dirt. He's going to get dirty, right? You know, he's in the streets taking down the bad guys, but he would have to do things that were not necessarily by the book. You're familiar with that
yes,
phrase?
Yeah, of course.
So he was a bit conflicted. And I love stories like that because I like, first of all, like you say, playing the villain is always more interesting than playing the hero. But
there is a regular guy, family, right?
Yes.
And then
He has to
do something.
It makes it more interesting.
Yeah, of course.
Right? So being able to be a hero that is tainted, if you will, made it more interesting and gave me a lot more to work with. And I had that, The Oath, quite honestly, is my favorite project I've ever worked on to this day for many reasons. One, we got to shoot in Puerto Rico.
Wow.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, right?
Nice.
So shooting,
yeah, she's from Puerto Rico.
I love Puerto Rico. I'm an honorary Puerto Ricano. but... I loved everything about that project, from the topic, the character I played, the people I worked with, obviously the island, which seemed like another character in itself. So the environment, the offset activities.
I mean, the writing, and it was a good production.
With a shoestring budget.
Oh, really?
So yeah, there were so many things that we did, like guerrilla, bro. We would be in one, and we cross board shooting, or like, you know, we did multiple episodes at a time.
Okay, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So you'll be in one location filming a scene from episode 3, and then you got to get in the van, go to another location, and film another scene from another episode.
And you're trying to get in the character. Wait, what just happened?
What just happened?
Yeah.
And it's an intense show.
Yeah.
It's a drama, action-packed show. And so you're always in a heightened state, you know? And so, like, again, shoestring budget. So there was many luxuries that we didn't have. So that you would be literally grabbing your wardrobe because they don't have time and there's not enough crew to on both sides. So like, here's your wardrobe for the other
scenes,
other scene, and here's your props, you know, my gun, my badge, and everything. And you're jumping in the van, and then you're going and you're dressing in some random strip club, you know, to get ready for your scene. And it was just time. When you're low on cash, time is everything.
I forget what network was that at that time.
That was Sony Crackle.
Sony Crackle. That's right. Okay, but it was cool. I mean, the star in your own series, which is awesome.
Loved it. Loved it. Loved it.
So what we're gonna do? We're getting nitty gritty. As my guest co-host, since you're new to California,
yes.
I thought I'd try to give you something simple to remember. We're gonna introduce this song.
Okay.
So I'm gonna give you a hint. It's first off, the guest was the singer is a guest on the show, and he's actually a dear friend. But he's got a song I love promoting, especially since you're new here. So I mean, the artist is named Alexander James Rodriguez.
Alexander James Rodriguez.
And the song that I'm going to be playing is called, I'll give you a hint, where are you right now? What state?
California.
There you go.
California.
So can you introduce this song? His name is Alexander James Rodriguez, and the title of the song is California.
Let's listen to this song. Of Alexander James Rodriguez.
Uh-huh.
The name is California.
All right. Okay. So, again, this is California by Alexander James Rodriguez. And we'll be back more with my special guest co-host, actress Veronica Montez, from the new movie Desert Dawn, coming out soon. And then also, she's been in El Maleficio, the highest rated miniseries in Mexico, as well as the iconic The Countess of El Señor de los Cielos.
Great there job. We go. And you then did it again.
With my guest, we're going to come back with actor JJ Soria from Hantified, The Oath, The Flight Attendant, Purge, Comeback Train, a lot of good stuff. So again, one more time, song.
Oh, let's go listen to California.
By Alexander.
Alexander James Rodriguez.
Okay, we'll be right back. Here we go.
All genres, all indie. Listen carefully. The song you are about to hear is an actual independent music submission. Indie 100.
Sun is out and the waves are high. It never rains, so we always shine. Like a dream, and we live it every day. Grab our boards and we're feeling good. In Venice Beach where we're understood. The water's warm and the vibes are great today. Yeah, yeah. Cause this life's a party, like a scene from the movies. Everybody's famous from Malibu to LA.
This is California, LA, where you can get.
The beautiful girls, NYC has the diamonds and pearls, but in LA it's the best of both worlds, yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Cause this life's a party, like a scene from the movies. Everybody's famous from Malibu to LA.
This is California, where you can get. And
All right, that was California by Alexander James Rodriguez. We are back again with in the studio, back with my lovely guest co-host, actress Veronica Montez. Welcome back.
Thank you. What a song! Well, I loved it. When
I knew that you were like you kind of new here, I said, you know what, you know, we gotta like promote that song, and then also,
I'm gonna listen to it more.
Yeah, it's called California.
I love it.
So if you like that song, it's California by Alexander James Rodriguez. He's a dear friend, but also a great guest that's been on the show. So I see him on the carpets all the time. So check him out again. That's Alexander James Rodriguez. He got a lot of cool new music as well as great music videos that are out there, so check them out on Spotify, YouTube, all that kind of good stuff. Again, Alexander James Rodriguez, that's the song California. But email me if you do like that at tyrone.indie100@gmail.com. but I'll mostly try to support him and check out his music out there, that's out there. All right, we are back again with Veronica Montez and my guest of the hour,
JJ,
actor producer JJ Soria, from series such as Netflix's Hentified, The Oath, The Flight Attendant, Purge, Camp X-Ray.
State Farm commercial.
That's right. So welcome back, JJ.
Hey,
okay,
up?
So we were talking about from Camp X-Ray to The Oath, and then, so what is it like? Now you get on a series called Hentified, uh-huh, on Netflix. What's it like now having like starring in another series, but now just carrying a series pretty much almost.
Hentified was an awesome experience and one that was very relatable because it takes place in Boyle Heights, which is again where I was born. And the community there, highlighting that community was an awesome thing to do. And, you know, and almost like in many ways bringing me full circle in my life. You know, like, I mean, we literally shot at the hospital where I was born.
Wow.
Nice.
So, right? Like, so crazy, because I never, like, again, this wasn't my vision to be an actor. It was to be a baseball player. Obviously, that didn't work out. But to step
but
off.
You could be a baseball player.
In a movie. I like that. Yeah. Now, well, yes. But to get off the shuttle van and to look at this hospital and be like, I've been here before, you know?
I was born here.
And the scene that we were doing was looking at an ultrasound of our baby.
Wow. Oh.
So how crazy, right? Like, hold, and I'm like, you can't make this
up.
This
is me.
Yeah, right? Like, it's so crazy. It was nuts.
It's kind of cool because, like I said, you have to have like two series back to back where you're like the main character, mm-hmm, so to speak. What's it like now carrying, you know, and this is also when Netflix was just blowing up now, you know, and Netflix, you know, because, I mean, I remember when Netflix started off as mailers. You need to mail in movies, like kind of like renting out, mm-hmm, renting movies, and they would mail you like three copies or something like that. And then you mail it back, and then it got bigger, and then all of a sudden then it came
and
what
now
it is.
They own the industry.
Yeah. And then, so, but I was so proud and excited for you. Because I know you had done The Oath, but then, you know, now then I remember you were promoting a lot, the Hentified, mm-hmm, and then now, you know, now you're carrying another series. Like, what's that like, you know, when did it help doing The Oath to do another series?
Well, the first series I was a regular on was a series called Army Wives for Lifetime.
Yeah.
So it was a perfect, not, what's the opposite of regression?
Progression.
Thank you. I'm like, not regression. It was opposite of regression. Progression. Yeah. Yes. My career has been a great steady progression, mm-hmm, in my opinion. To go off what everything that I learned from The Oath, you know, for whatever it's worth, having, you know, the whatever numbers next to your name on a call sheet, using whatever power, I don't know, power or whatever, yeah, exactly, for lack of a better way to put it,
yeah,
you know what I'm getting at. to now take that to Hentified, and the only other actor besides me was Joaquin Cosillo, you know, Joaquin,
yeah, of course,
right, that had worked as much, mm, right, everyone else
pretty newer,
yeah. Right. And had worked, but just not as much.
Got it.
So, I, for whatever influence I could have, I guess that's a good word I like to use. The influence I could use at the position I had, I try to be a quarterback and try to be a example of how to carry yourself on set and make sure that everyone. I try to be an example to be like, make sure that you gave enough energy and attention to our crew and respect to our crew. and really get to know your crew lead by example.
Yeah.
And I felt that and was also told that I had that positive effect.
Oh, that's
so cool. It was, I was very proud of that. There's a lot of things that was not on camera that I'm very proud of, you know, about working with my fellow actors, working with, my main thing is making sure that whoever I'm working with feels very comfortable, because whenever they feel, especially when you have someone coming on as a guest star or something, because I remember being there when you come in as a guest and you're not sure exactly how welcomed you are, you know, how you're going to, so I would tell a guest star, you know, if you have any notes for me or anything, just let me know, just so they could feel free to give.
Yeah.
Right? Because when they shine, we shine. Yeah. Right?
Of course. It's so, a team.
Exactly. 100%. And that's actually exactly it. I carried my mentality from athletics and sports to the field. Instead of playing on a baseball field or a football field, now we're on set, and that's my new field.
Mm.
So I just take that mentality and everything that I learned along the way through other sets and brought it to Hentified. And
I mean it sucks because we almost have to wrap up soon, but really quickly, so then you went from that to the flight attendant. What was it like working with Kaylee Cuoco?
Oh, she's amazing. Great energy, carried that show with her energy, and she had so much to do, and it was just awesome to watch her work and work with her as well.
So anything coming up that you got coming up that you want to talk about? Or
nothing. Not that I want to talk about, but I'm working on developing some stuff right now.
Okay, cool. So well, first off, man, it creeped up really quickly. Before we wrap
Long answers.
Yeah, yeah. No, we almost got like 5 minutes off really quick. As my guest co-host, Veronica Montez, actress, do you mind just have any other last minute questions for our guest of the hour, JJ Soria, before we wrap things up really quick?
He said your family is from Mexico, so I live in Mexico. I love it.
But you're from Peru.
I'm from Peru. I was born in
Peru. I want to go to Machu Picchu.
Machu Picchu, you should go, of course. And the food is really good.
Yes.
It's really good. So
my grandfather, my mother's father is from Chihuahua, and my father's from Durango.
So you got that. Tacos inside.
Wow. Yes, huh? Yes.
Yeah.
Well,
literally today I had tacos, so I have them inside.
Yeah.
Well,
really good.
JJ, obviously you've been inspired, and we want to end the show on an inspiring note here. Mm-hmm. You've been inspired. We want to inspire those.
Yes.
What inspirational messages can you give to someone out there that maybe wants to be an actor, producer, or just follow their dreams in general?
To keep your vision, believe in yourself, always be friendly and treat people the way you want to be treated all the way. Doesn't matter where they are on the totem pole.
Mm-hmm.
And to learn from every experience, every project you're a part of, whether it's a student film or a big, huge film, take something away from it and always pay it forward. You know what I'm saying? Always pass along the knowledge you gain. Pass it along to somebody else, because there's enough for everybody.
Awesome. And Veronica Montez, actress. Do you have any inspiring words of wisdom for someone maybe wants to do what you do, become an actress, or just follow their dreams in general?
People are going to tell you no. Mm. That's the most common thing. No, and keep going, because somebody's going to say yes, and then that's your start. So keep following your dreams, that they come true.
Awesome.
Enjoy the journey, because it is a journey.
Oh, yeah,
it's a roller coaster.
Yeah. You have to be patient and disciplined, and have discipline.
Right.
That's it.
I want to say thank you guys so much. Again, JJ, finally great to have you here, and hopefully maybe we'll be bring you back on and we will talk a little bit more. Literally so much that just went by so quickly. How could people follow you, all that kind of good stuff, when you're ready to talk about some stuff coming up?
JJ Soria. It's at JJ Soria on Instagram, X, and Thread. and then Facebook.
Okay.
Joseph Julian Soria 08, I think it is.
Okay.
If you're using that.
Well, check him out. And I know you always got stuff cooking, and I'm very, very proud of you. Very excited.
Thank you.
And keep it up, in the sense of you're just a good human being. And,
thank you,
and good talent. Seriously. So God bless you, women. And Veronica Montez, one more time. What projects you got coming up really quick, and social medias?
Well, Desert Dawn, soon in theaters in October.
Okay.
And social media is Instagram, TikTok, Threads, X, Facebook, at Veronica Montes.
Okay, and that's spelled M-O-N-T-E-S.
With Ennis.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. M-O-N, V-E-R-O-N-I-C-A, and then Montez, M-O-N-T-E-S. T-E-S. All right.
Yeah. TikTok, or call me at.
Or my number is 1-800.
So Desert Dawn is the movie coming
Desert
soon.
Desert Dawn is her the movie.
Her first movie in U.S., yes. so to speak, and then with Kellan Lutz.
Hey.
And maybe hopefully as it gets closer, maybe come back. Maybe you'll be the guest of the hour.
Yes.
And
then
yes.
So again, thank you again.
With my second movie, right?
Yes.
And JJ, again, God bless you, and best of luck with everything that you do.
Likewise, brother.
I love seeing you out there, but also you always spread positivity as well, and you're always a positive influence with a lot of people out there.
Appreciate
all right,
it.
So again, that's JJ Soria. Check him out at JJ Soria over on the socials, and then Veronica Montez, check her out as well. God bless you guys both, and I want to say thank you all for tuning in. I always appreciate all your guys' listenership, and God bless you guys all. And I like to end off my show, Matthew 19:26. In man, things are possible. In God, all things are possible, and we are out. Bye-bye.
Bye.